try to get thrown in film.
Oh yes, plenty of people was thrown. Men, I've known men to get thrown. I know we had a friend that lived at Lochipoca. He was thrown and he died. He got killed that way. Horses in those days, I don't know why now, you never hear of it now. But horses and mules at that time when we had stuff, they would, I don't know what would happen, but they'd get mad or something and they would run away. Just get fires, you know, just run away. And sometimes they'd tear up a wagon or tear up a buggy, whatever they would, sometimes they'd have a plow, be plying, and they'd get mad or scared about something. And they'd run away, just tear up and run away, all up and run into things and tear them up like that, you know, with the wagon or whatever they have. They'd run away with a wagon or buggy, anything. But they don't do that now, somehow.
Well, at the liquor stable, your grandfather kept horses and stuff. Did he have to fix anything?
Yes, he had. Well, my granddaddy didn't do too much driving. He would stay there, and he was kind of like a manager. And he would see to him being fed, and you know, having food and water, and see to him and cut them off. They all had something that you made like a paintbrush with a handle to it. Although it wasn't a brush. It had a brush and then it had something it called a cur comb like. You would brush them off with that cur comb and that would make them look pretty and slick. And
was that where they had the blacksmiths at the living
room? No, blacksmith always was a blacksmith shop.
And what were they doing blacksmith?
Blacksmith shop. It would be a little place where a man would have and he would shoe horses. And or do things like that, you know.
That's what when you shoe on.
Shoe horses, you know. Take off the shoes and put new ones on. Tack new ones on.
Horseshoe?
Yeah, horseshoe. Mm-hmm. And well, you can do most any, a lot of things he could
what
do.
What did they put the horseshoes on? What do you call the bottom part of the horse's foot?
Well, that's the hoof. This is the foot, you know, the foot and that's the hoof. Mm-hmm. You tack it on to there. They trim it off, take a knife and trim it off there and then fit that shoe on it. That horseshoe. Mm-hmm. It was iron, a piece of iron made something like that, just like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, I guess you didn't, around this part, they didn't have, get wool, get sheep and stuff.
Wool, no, we didn't anybody around here have sheep and, you know, like that, wool. They had goats and things like that, some of them, not too many of those. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing around in, I was, you know, part of the town, you know, was cows, hogs, and sheep, something like that, but and chickens, and, you know, not too many turkeys, and some turkeys, and ducks, a few, not too many.
Well, how about your hogs? Do they have male and female hogs?
Oh, yeah.
They had different names for them?
Yeah, male hog and female.
But they didn't have no special names?
Uh-uh, that's for it. Yeah, they had special names, but I can't think of the names they called them. They had special, there was a fine kind, let me see, what was they called? I done forgot the names of them now, but it's different kinds. It's some fine stuff. Yeah. Fine stuff.
Well, sometimes, you know, like now with your dogs and cats, sometimes they don't want to have offspring, little puppies and kids. They what would they do to them?
Did
they do that back then with
their
hogs? And
no. Oh, yes. Now, if they didn't want no offspring for hogs, they would, what you call, well, they call spaying. That's what they call it then. Mm-hmm. They'd spay the hogs to keep from having the pig. I know they spayed the dogs mm-hmm. if they didn't want no offspring from them, the girl dogs. You know, the female. Mm-hmm. But I never know them do anything to the boy dog.